From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. With a pair of cold fronts moving through today, the main forecast concern through the weekend has to do with temperatures and especially with nighttime frost potential. Daytime temperatures will also be cooler than average. There could be a brief light shower this afternoon in relation to the passage of the secondary cold front. Otherwise, the chances for precipitation through the day on Sunday are very low, mainly restricted to the chance for a sprinkle of rain or a flurry, mainly over the Adirondacks. Temperatures this afternoon will run steady or fall from the low to mid-40s in the Adirondacks and in the St. Lawrence Valley, upper 40s to mid-50s elsewhere north, and from the upper 50s to mid-60s across the south. At the surface, a weak ridge of high pressure will build in just to our north overnight. However, an upper-level disturbance is likely to keep enough clouds around in order to prevent a widespread frost or freeze, although a few of the colder hollows in the north could dip below freezing. A better chance for sub-freezing temperatures across the region looks to occur tomorrow night. In the meantime, our weather through tomorrow will come to be dominated by a sprawling upper-level low centered just south of Hudson Bay. This will keep things quite cool, while a general lack of atmospheric moisture prevents precipitation. Any light sprinkles or flurries tomorrow over the Adirondacks would come courtesy of moisture from Lake Ontario. From tomorrow night into Sunday, the upper-level system to our northwest will start to weaken as a fairly muted ridge builds underneath of it, ahead of the next upper-level trough that will be racing across the Great Plains. This little bit of upper-level ridging should make temperatures slightly less cool on Sunday. On Sunday night, upper-level energy will start to consolidate over Minnesota, spawning an area of surface low pressure just to its south and east. This will become a large and slow-moving surface low that will trundle eastward along the Ohio Valley, likely becoming centered over southern New England by Tuesday morning. Computer model guidance has trended farther northward with this system over the past 24 hours, and precipitation now appears likely to spread northward into the Adirondacks and at least as far north as Route 4 on Sunday night. Rain should then continue in these areas on Monday, with the chance of showers from northwestern Vermont into northern New Hampshire. And showers now appear likely for the bulk of the region on Tuesday. Clouds and rain will maintain the chilly temperatures, especially as they combine with chilly air that will be funneling in around high pressure that will be centered over eastern Canada. In the short-term forecast summary, for this afternoon, variable clouds, slight chance of a shower or sprinkle, temperatures steady or falling from the low to mid-40s in the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley, upper 40s to mid-50s elsewhere north, and from the upper 50s to mid-60s across the south. West to northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, occasionally gusting to 20. For tonight, variable clouds early, increasing late, lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s in the south and in the Champlain Valley, mid-30s elsewhere north with some lower 30s in the cold hollows, light north to northwest winds except remaining northerly at 5 to 10 miles an hour in the Champlain Valley. For Saturday, mostly cloudy except partly cloudy in southern valleys and in the St. Lawrence Valley, slight chance of a sprinkle north, mainly over the mountains and hills, with the chance of a summit flurry. Highs from the mid-40s to around 50, except low to mid-50s in the Hudson and Connecticut valleys, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday night, decreasing clouds, lows in the low to mid-30s, mid to upper 20s in northern cold hollows, and upper 30s near Lake Champlain, winds diminishing to light and variable. And for Sunday, mostly sunny early, then increasing clouds, slight chance of a valley sprinkle or mountain flurry, mainly in the Adirondacks, highs on Sunday ranging in the low to mid-50s in the south and in the Champlain Valley, mid-40s to around 50 elsewhere north, winds 5 miles an hour, variable to west. That's the latest forecast from St. Johnsbury. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.